This shit's on the other setting.
All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We're not bringing you much, but we do have Purgatory Dracula Gambit, and then we have a Lady Death Halloween thing. So after that, we'll be starting Evil Ernie next month. Yeah, we got a whole Evil Ernie to give you guys, so I got to prep for it. But all right, let's go ahead and get started with Dracula Gambit. Brian Polito, of course. David Quinn writing this. Brian LeBlanc. Cover by Brom, of course. We know who Brom is. And letterer is Comic Craft. Editor is Drew Bittner. Senior graphic designer is Mike Flippin. And we have the Chaos logo and Purgatory logo. Okay, there we go. Târgoviște, Romania. Ancient vampires such as I remember when fewer legends muddied the elegant course of blood we call history. I am Purgatory. I trashed the coven of the ancients and anyone who meddled with my claim to power. The Celt himself, his laughter booming like a primal curse, recognized my indomitable lust for life. So why, then, does pile of black stone before me arouse my senses, making me shout as if against a storm? You have shown me many ruins, little mammal. How do I know this obstinate wreck belongs to the one I seek? History. If I have been chasing shadows, history's tide will wash over me. One more forgotten idol. But if I've found my quarry, none shall utter the name Purgatory without dread respect. Let me live, please! I show you the horrid castle. Yes, you shall show me through your eyes. But before I see, I must taste grateful. Ah! Glah! Sloop! For the way your wet offering feeds my eyes. Now let me see as my most cunning adversary sees. Ah, to mortals a ruin, but to the illusionist count. Yes, an obstinate fortress, a brazen monument to his lust for power and fear. I was right. Tonight his legend must die, that mine may flourish. Snuffed? Who? Snuffed who comes? Sniffed hunger comes, sniffed she comes. But oh, how I shall savor the end of my trek like hot, heady ichor itself. Remembering all that propelled me here. Beginning with my rather rude introduction to the Count, San Francisco 2 years ago. I was misery personified then, fate and an upstart bitch named Lady Death denied me my rightful place in the cosmos, and I fell from feasting on the blood of the dark gods. Ah, one heart beats human, the other two are mine. Fell to stalking petty little parasites under the narcotic American dream. What do you think you're doing? Silence. I believe the phrase is slumming, yes? Boy, go. Sister Red made your little treat run away, Vlad. Do her. Shut up, Sin. Just shut up. Anemic little thing. Shall Purgatory make your heart throb more warmly? Cool, she's one of us. We can hunt together. Ugh. One of you? I don't think so. You wear their fashions. You primp, you paint. Slub, slub. You strike a pose for them. Slub, slub. All too human. Weak. Here, girl, within the husk of my little morsel. Listen, slub, slub. Oh, dark bird, help us. Feel it when the last bright drop of his blood drains into slop, slop. Me, oh, almost there. Thump! His poor human heart, slop, slop, will throb to a start. And then, of course, he's saying, there's like, please, no. Yeah, I didn't catch that. That was all part of it. Thump! Aha! I thought you came to join us. to give of your power. Give? 'Tis a primeval vampire give to vermin like you. Sin, I reach into the pantheon of the gods. Besides, even when Purgatory gives, she takes. Come, the extreme rite I performed upon your mewling manling. You could do that to me. Come, take me, if you dare. Snack! My curiosity is piqued. Slop, slop. Tell me, all of the dark bird to whom your playmate prayed in vain, we never, never utter the name of the Godfather. Oh, I said we never, never utter the name of the Godfather. And it says never let go now. So be it, I shall find him in the pale fire from your veins. No, please, I don't want to show you, don't want to see. Then came the moment when misery was swept away and replaced with a gnawing. You see, my little pet, my little sin, worshipped another before me. I snatched but this, an image of an all-devouring mouth of this monster, as she knew him, and a name uttered in a reverent bush. No! He sees me! The Count sees! I had to know him, my adversary. But giving him up proved more than sin could live with. Crash! Yeah! A blood oath is barred, and I will brave you, dark bird, slay you exquisitely, and drown myself in your potency, making it my own by cannibal magic and blood feast. By the gods, 2 years ago, that is a mere flicker. Why then does my proud challenge seem so old tonight? Since then, I have discovered that through the diversity of vampire tribes is as chaotic as that of our food. One rarely meets a bloodsucker with no relationship to this count. Ah, of course, the door opens itself. Charming. So, traveling from Budapest to Clou? To Bistrita, to the fortress of the Carpathian Mountains, I had time to meditate on insight I gleaned from inmates of my dear adversary, before I did them the honor of slaying them. Hist! Ugh, what a vile human error, mistaking armor for the warrior himself! History is playing with me again. I was in complete control. I knew what I wanted. Lies! I emerged this... Excuse me. I entered this dark pursuit of my own free will. Ha! By the horns of hell, I was more free to plot my destiny in slave shackles 30 centuries ago. My desire may have been as urgent as the scorching sun when I began, but as the Count allowed me to dance closer towards this moment, the more I think I learned, the less I know. London, 2 years ago. You can live through this howling night, foul little thing. Bloody proud to serve the dragon I am, and I'll not say otherwise. That's all you'll get from Odd Neville. Ah! I said you can live, or you can continue to cloister your secrets. You shall not do both, understand? You don't understand. You can't just bleed and call on him. And Fang, he's Satan on a 3-day drunk. And an innovator when it came to the practice of impalement. Ha ha! Bloodiest ruler Earp ever had in the 15th century. The spike was always introduced carefully, ensuring death didn't hurry. Nailed visiting lords' helmets to their heads when they wouldn't doff them off respectfully. And his answer to the dough, well, he was all for feeding the destitute. Long as he could roast them alive after. They say he could nose whether the sputtering mutton was virgin or stale, if you gather my meaning. Toad, can it be you fear your so-called master, unseen more than purgatory in the flesh? You're the fool, White Eyes, the dragon's lord of the undead. Crack guts and guzzle blood, I'll never betray. Blah! I would not stain my tongue with your acid gore, Neville. Many thanks. You waste my body, but my lord would have torn my soul. May the Count bring me back to be them forever. I am the resurrection, perhaps as a cunning little spider. Oh, the master's at hand. Once it would have been enough to kill that master. But after Neville, I scoured his trail for a year, funneled by a burning image of the dragon on supplication's bent knee, covering his head with ashes at his mistress Purgatory's command. Till my desire changed again. Bosnia, 1 year ago. When at last I penetrated his most intimate circle. Purgatory, I can't move you from my thoughts, can't live without you. There, your purgatory is here. Don't leave me. To me, seducing one of his wives in that war zone was diverting. War is the vampire's happy hour. Who's to notice when healthy stripling turn up with things missing? He's on his way then, Yes, I did as you bid me. The count comes. How my manipulations must have brought back the romance, the paprika, and the slaughter of his Transylvania. A perfect trap, and I could almost taste him. Take whatever you want, just please don't leave. Ah, you are well trained. My white flower. Oh! Then, as my lips traced pierced prickling flesh where his had been, the visions bubbling within her blood forced me once again to reconsider my rage. Drinking Elizabeth, I was abruptly aware of the lover, the savior of my count, had become a suave bearer of passports by night, the shadowy beneficiary of new lives for refugees from the ethnic cleansing. And was this his first intervention into barbaric squabbles? No, a mysterious nocturnal nobleman of independent means provided intelligence that led to the humiliation of more than one vain dictator in the petty stories humans call world wars. Where did he find the time? Ah, 3 o'clock has come. My lord is free. He's gone. You've lost him, witch. What? You sacrificed yourself? For a Nosferatu, it would see you like you would a fat lamb? Why? Don't be duped. What reeks of all altruism to you is merely the bastard's way of preserving his livestock. Think that, if you will, I gave myself willingly. He loved me. I never seduced this small-boned bird. The count seduced me, or my lust for destruction with her. And fleeing Bosnia, he made himself more irresistible. He sucked me further and further down into him. Rawr! Inside! She's inside! Hurry! Now, after Elizabeth, instead of slaughter or enslavement, I imagine possessing my count as my mate. I feel exposed, a raw vulnerability unknown for millennia, since I was a lowly human slave named Sakara. He will not have the satisfaction of knowing this. Welcome! No, not for the blood of heaven! Oh! Ah, modesty tells me, lady, you are not usually this reserved. You were relentlessness herself. Okay, I see how that was said. You were relentlessness herself, putting your coarse fist through my second best suit of armor. But when you endeavor to think you are lovely... No, that's not how he said it. But when you endeavor to think you are lovely, and you just might be dangerous... Is it my appearance that irritates you, yes? You would prefer, perhaps, the bat or loping wolf? I don't do, Bella Lugosi. Ah, but such pleasure comes from letting myself become this seasoned. I feel paper thin and privy to the voluptuousness of all the little pains and all things. You should try it sometime, old girl. Forgive me, I would offer you someone to drink, but I sent away the servants, that we might be alone. What are you, senile? Or syphilitic, like that star-struck drama critic who penned that fantasy about you a century ago? Please, is slandering Mr. Stoker's name necessary? I once sucked at the hoary throat of Lucifer. Do not mock purgatory. I have heard of you, but by angering you, I give you opening to save face. How humiliating it would be for you to admit truthfully why you have invaded my sanctum. No. You fear me, but yearn for intimacy. If you disagree, remind me. Who chased whom these last 2 years? I was bathing in the blood of angels when you were a human thug driving nails through old women. Yes, this is intimate, though you could have shared the like with dear rancid old Neville. But I was wrong, Purgatory. Lovely is not the word. When you're open and listening, you are delicious. Nothing is more delicious than surrender to the truth. You see, a vampire cannot look into a glass to see herself. She must look into her own kind. What you find in my history, what is missing in yours? Circle my flame no more, my dear. Dare now to feel consummation. I want to feel. Slick. Do you know I was close enough to you and Elizabeth to taste your breath on the air? But you were not ready. You had to truly lose your way to come to me. Ah! I will snuff your arrogant little flame! Sure. Purgatory's legend shall replace yours, Snatch. Oh, Purgatory, you're like the addict who swears she can kick any time she wants to, but keeps feeding a bottomless hole inside. Insist you owe nothing to your former humanity. Slop, slop, and humanity will rule you. It will break you. Ah! Are you, yes, beginning to understand what this word means? Legend, you are fierce, but are you fierce enough to break the embrace the unknown? When you drink of me, you become my bride. We have no secrets. Faster, she hurts the master! Do you not realize you do not kiss my purgatory? You assault, you collide. That's it. Drink me. I too feel the music of the children of the night, yet I cherish sensation of so much more. Some would die for fear of the count, others for love, and I open myself to him. We submerge. Hot blood swells, mixes, and my deepest mind, perhaps even my soul, embraces his. I am more naked than I have ever been. I let go. You dirty yourself with human trivia, and still you are so powerful. Why? I want to feel what you feel. Give it to me. I don't know if that's all one. I think it is. Hold on. No, it's too much, too suddenly, but do not stop. You contradict yourself, my male mirror. The most savage and most sensual, the dark bird, the dragon. But still you clutch at the dregs of mortality. I feel how you feel them in your veins. To be a legend among humankind, one pays a dire price. One must remain human at heart, with all the frailty and fear entailed. Ha ha ha, but humanity is something I cast off to be a legend, to gain power. I don't know if that's... Hold on, I'm not sure if I'm reading all this right. It's very hard to read this one. Feel me, Purgatory. Do I feel dirtied or do I feel fool? I was the Impaler, and I mourned Elizabeth and Neville acutely, among others. I changed the course of wars, reduced man's exposure to plagues, assassinate heads of state, protect and expire revolutionaries. Every day my hands were at work amongst my fellow men. Ha ha ha. But humanity is something I cast off to be a legend, to gain power. Power you have. But can you afford to live without all that you have lost? No, I don't dare to feel the reawakened agony of my life in chains, my fall from grace, my humiliation by Lady Death. Oh, imagine confronting that bitch again, feeling what you feel now with your eyes open, Purgatory. I would kill you for what you have shown me, my Count, but I find I can only endure this black gift. Endure and break free! Cracks! Crash! Bites! Tear! Tear! Eyes pretty! Eat! Soft meat! Tear! Blood! Smell blood! Such juicy! There is little left of me, but it will be enough to lay waste to you, vermin! Enough! Whoever touches our honored guest will see sunrise writhing upon my sword. Escort the lady to the border under cover of sweet night, and since she calls you rats, rats you shall be. Rats! Screech! Screech! Know that Purgatory is now my bride. No hand shall harm her in all the world but my own. Lady, you have the word of Dracula. Maybe the taste of this kiss linger. Let's try that one again. That's not what he said. May the taste of this kiss linger long after you are gone. Gone? I could not kill you either, my dear, once I felt your very human pain and love. You need not answer. The respect is mutual. Dracula is lord of vampires, and your ally in the rebellion against your hated gods. That was a first. No slavery was implied in my count's bride. Or did I hear with different ears than I had heard than I had before than this night's bloody crossroads? Oh, I have been played by a gamesman supreme, to be sure, and well could I fantasize upon coldest revenge. But in failing to get what I thought I wanted, I earned an understanding I was truly hungry for, so... Let the cosmos beware. A more human, far more dangerous Purgatory has her eyes upon you. End. That's it, guys. That's the end of this Purgatory volume, which is kind of interesting. You know, Purgatory meets Dracula. It kind of, like, builds on her mythos a little bit, which is always good. We learn a little bit about what she did in the real world, you know, as after she was banished, and how she still hates Lady Death, even though they fought and seemed to have gotten along last time. I mean, they fought twice, finally got along, and now she hates Lady Death still. I don't know. But, at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Comics Corner with more great comics.